Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Just got to hit all the right buttons. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Yeah, we're working on, as you can see, we're working on some new set stuff. So it's a little tad challenging at times. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for, like, being involved on a daily basis. And I really do appreciate your time that you're spending with me. And no, from the chat room, I have not heard from them yet. I did leave a message. I have sent an email. And if anybody wants to nudge them, just let me know. I'm more than happy to speak to somebody there. Anyway, always, like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you part of the conversation. Because if you're part of the conversation, then it's easy to have you be, you know, part of the solution. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. I do have a lot to get through before Brad Dacus joins us. He's going to join us after the first break. Maybe he can answer some of these questions. I don't think so. But, hey, we'll try, right? What if I told you the Capitol Police has over 14,000 hours of footage from the January 6th activities at the Capitol building, and it's somewhere from noon to 8 o'clock that night, and the DOJ and the federal judges are keeping those videos, keeping that footage closed, and they're doing everything in their power to make sure that not just us, but some of the legislators don't get to see it either. How is that possible? I mean, you would think this is public information. They're trying to say it's a matter of national security. I'm sorry? No. It's because they want to hide as much as this as they can. They don't want you to know or see what actually went on that day. They don't want you to see who opened the doors and let those rioters in. They're not interested in any of that. You already know that to be true. Right? Or am I dreaming here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And some people, you know, have tried to get in. Or some people actually have tried to see the footage. I know that some of our legislators have seen bits and pieces of it. And they don't want us to see it because then everything that we've been screaming about, everything that we've been saying truly what took place that day, they're going to have to fess up to. Now, who's protecting? Why are they protecting these thugs? Why are they going after these, quote-unquote, rioters of the day, and yet Antifa and BLM are left alone in so many other cities to do the damage that they do, and nobody stops them, nobody cares? I mean, let that sink in for a second. 14,000 hours. Not 14,000 minutes. And the DOJ and federal judges are not allowing those videos to be released. What are they afraid of? That would be the question of the day, don't you think? And they must be afraid of something. We don't know exactly what went on. Well, some of us do. What went on that day. Right? We still don't know what Capitol cop shot that woman. If this was a street thug and a street fight, a street killing, you would know right away, wouldn't you? Well, you'd know if it was a white cop killing a black person. Biden calls it the worst attack since the Civil War. Apparently, you know, guy's amazing. Attorney General Merrick Garland compares it to 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. They're out of control. Right? Now, the FBI has raided or gone into, they've broken down the doors of some Iraqi war vets, some small business owners, people who have no criminal records whatsoever. And yet you saw the pictures in, where was it, Seattle and Portland, where these guys, kids, people, rioters, looters, they had the AR-15s or AK-47s or whatever they had slung around their shoulders. They were real guns. And you know what was funny was, they keep calling it an armed insurrection on January 6th. The only one that got shot, the only one with a gun was the Capitol cop who shot that woman. Right? And just because they had, that's the other thing, I know that some people make fun of this, but just because they had a MAGA hat on doesn't mean they were actually part of the team, if you would. No way. The event is, the event was supposed to be, what, 4 hours long? Or about 4 hours long, so they've got all that footage. And if you think about it, again, we did the time frames. I'm not going to do them again. But we did the time frame and the breakdown. There was no way that group that was at the rally started all that trouble. And yeah, that's a good point from the chat room. I mean, really, think about something. You got these guys dressed in black from head to toe. This is not a grassroots organization. Let me tell you what. They were all dressed the same way. They had shields. They had frozen bottles of water. They had bricks. They had sticks. They had guns. But nobody seems to be bothered by it. How many of you have been hearing about Antifa or BLM as of late? They're still doing damage out there, but you won't hear about them. What you hear about is the white supremacists ripping up the state. Or ripping up the country. Good luck with that. God bless him. Joe Bazzini, your host. This is Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Okay? Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. It is so much better than what it could be. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, being engaged. And, you know, every week, like I always say, I bring on the experts because I don't always have a clue. I never have a clue. But I bring on the experts because, seriously, you need to be informed before you go out there and start, you know, tweeting stuff. I read some of the stuff. I cringe because I'm not sure. I told you this. Citizen class that I was giving, and afterwards she came up to me and just pummeled me for 10 minutes on why I did not know that our founding fathers were all Masons, and some of them were godless people, and some of them were deists, and she had all this information, and when I asked her where she got it,
Every one of them was from some left-wing site that I've heard about before. So I asked her how much research she actually did. Did she actually go out on her own and look at what the Founding Fathers wrote to each other about Christ, about Christianity, about religion, and where they wanted to be? And she just said no. So she's one that I do not want tweeting out because she perceives being one of us, if you would. And I don't need that. None of us need that kind of aggravation. Makes the rest of us look like fools. But here's a guy that never looks like a fool. Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. Brad, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
All right. You know, first and foremost, I got to throw this one at you that I just thought was freaky today. It was a school board that canceled holidays. They removed all the names from the calendar to be more inclusive. All right? So, I mean, of course, that will make the Christians feel good around Christmas time. And it's just really interesting how they went down it. They went down and said, if we don't have anything on the calendar, we don't have to have anyone be hurt or have anyone have hurt feelings or anything like that. From Doreen Roche, one of the school board members. It's like they think they're going to run around and make school painless, if you would, for lack of a better term. And life isn't like that. They're really setting these kids up for a big fail. But the parents have any recourse in this or not?
Well, they can boot out those school board members.
Yeah,
you know,
I knew
and
you were going to say that.
but yeah, this is it's really crazy because they say we want to be sensitive and we don't want to hurt anyone. But by voiding out information, you actually have greater cultural insensitivity. When kids are not aware of holidays pertaining to other people or other faith or their history, it's actually begging for ignorance. You know, they want to, or you want to change a holiday from a Columbus Day to you know, something else. You're voiding out something very relevant in history. We owe tremendous thanks to Christopher Columbus and his boldness and courage to discover the free world, or the new world, which would be the free world eventually, in many ways. And so, you know, it's really unfortunate that we have this kind of dumbing down in terms of awareness by doing things like, you know, eliminating the significance of holidays. And there's even some holidays that are actually patriotic and it's significant. So, like, you know, we have Memorial Day, for example, Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
Those are holidays that they shouldn't just be generic. We need to recognize those holidays. Those are significant.
I have a joke, you know, about February. I always say to people, for those of you who don't want to hurt anybody, it would be totally inclusive. Right, by not naming the holidays and what have you in February, because it's got one of, you know, it's got a lot of holidays in February. Well, why don't we use the term Happy Holidays for like Valentine's Day? Right, go ahead and look at your wife or ladies, look at your husband and say Happy, you know, Happy Holidays, honey. I mean, it has absolutely no meaning to it whatsoever.
Right,
it's amazing, right? So,
right.
The board claimed that they made the decision to remove the holiday names because they got a whole bunch of feedback from the community. Now, it's not a large school district. They've got over 2,500 signatures as of Monday morning on a petition. They want the whole board to resign. So I find this very, very, very interesting that these boards are in the name of inclusiveness. They actually seem to be going out of their way to exclude a whole bunch of people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and in canceling Thanksgiving as a holiday, and just say it's the fall holiday.
Yeah,
celebrating fall, and Christmas the winter holiday, celebrating winter. I mean, we're really taking out so much richness and understanding and of our culture and, you know, and our history. It is a real shame, and I'm glad to see they have the petition for those members to resign. These are not the kind of school board members you want governing your school district. I can't help but think that the teachers' union had something to do with it, because usually when something's crazy, there's usually the teachers' union involved. But I don't have that for a fact, so maybe I shouldn't make that allegation just
well,
yet.
Well, there are, like here in Los Angeles, the LA Unified School District, they just announced and decided, and their union they're getting $300 a month for child care. Okay, because it's too hard for them to teach and try to find child care for the kids. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I've been hearing all of this complaining from the teachers and others in the education world. What about the parents? What about the parents now who are having to work from home, had to change their work environment? They've got to go get, daycare of some kind. They get a $300 allowance from the school. Will the school give them, or the school district, give them a $300 allowance as well? Or do they just have to tough it up and move along?
Well, see, they're not public servants. So since they're not public servants, you know, things are, they get to be, they're stepped on. But the public servants, that is the teachers, they get extra perks and benefits. You know, we've seen this play out all too long, and I think many of the American people are understanding that, and understanding that public servants is really a code name for public privilege. And I think it really goes against the grain.
Yeah, and it is always fairly irritating to me when I see some of these stories, or I do some of these stories, and go, my God, is there any thought given to the parents? You know, I'm really starting to get concerned a little bit, Brad, about what went on, you know, when it comes to January 6th and the aftermath of what's happening right now. And we look at, you know, what is it, Merrick Garland, and you look at how the DOJ and even the FBI are handling the people that were there that day. I mean, they're putting these people in jail. I don't know how they're getting away with no bail. I don't know how they're getting away with keeping them in there. Nobody's been charged with treason or subversion or anything along those lines. How is this able to happen?
Yeah. The FBI comes in and makes arrests. That's what we're seeing taking place. And the charges are airy and illegitimate, usually.
I want to talk a little bit about this after the break, because people have been asking about it in anticipation of you coming on. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Forces say it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City early Wednesday morning. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed to a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of any injuries. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signaled that he would start the reconciliation process on Wednesday that could open the door to pass President Biden's infrastructure plan with a party-line vote. That process could ultimately mean that the president's American Jobs Plan and American Family Plan could be passed with a simple majority vote instead of needing the usual 60 votes. Schumer said he also plans on bringing a smaller bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor next month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. She kissed me. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And that's really it. You want to be part of the solution. That's what helps the most. Anyway, I also always appreciate your time with me. Let me just bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. Love when he's on with us. You don't know who's taking care of you or who can help you in a time of legal need. You don't know what's going on out there. And the way things are going now, man, I mean, the law seems to be whatever it is that the FBI or whoever decided is for the moment. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, listen, while we're on it, why don't you just tell people what PJI is all about?
Oh, you bet. We have Pacific Justice Institute, or PJI. We're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. And bottom line, we defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life all across the country. We have over 50 cases in active litigation, and they're being coordinated in different offices in 13 states, from New York to Orange County, California, to Seattle, to Miami. And places in between. We just opened an office, in fact, in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm trying to keep up with them. So it's pretty exciting, and we do our work completely without charges. So people should never hesitate to contact us because we don't just cherry pick high profile cases. We're very unique. We make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. You know, I mean, again, if we're really out there trying to help, and I say we, like I'm part of it, if we're really out there trying to help everybody, then you have to. It has to be right for everyone, or it doesn't hold water. You know, it's not the same. Anyway, I appreciate what you're doing. And people, look, I always say the same thing. If you want to help him, if you really believe in his cause, head up to PJI.org, and help out. You know, give up one cup of coffee at that expensive coffee joint that doesn't like you anyhow. So that's where you really need to be. And I didn't ask you this earlier, but have you been following the case or the case that basically SCOTUS just kind of sidestepped with the against California, the California Nut Voter Rights Act, but Paul Rodriguez and a few other brought a case that the voter rights weren't being upheld.
Right. I think that this is an important important matter, but it's I don't have the details on the case.
Okay, that's fair.
As to where it's going to go, I imagine it's going. There's going to be an appeal. It's going to be filed. So I don't think we've heard the last of it. You know, it's an interesting issue. We have there's similar issues popping up in other courts across the country. I do believe that at the end of the day, the Supreme Court is going to uphold states that do pass legislation to fight fraud and preserve the integrity of the election process. I think those are almost all of those are going to be validated and affirmed by the United States Supreme Court at the end of the day.
What I think is really interesting is, you know, I think it was yesterday or last Friday, whatever it was, and again, people, we're going to cut Brad some slack because I throw curveballs at him all the time. But, you know, they declined to hear a case of a Charlottesville white supremacist who were convicted under federal anti-riot laws. So somehow that prosecutor found a law to be able to put a couple of what they believe to be white nationalists in the jail. Okay? And yet we've got all these people running rampant there in Seattle and Portland. Right? They're sitting on property that isn't theirs. They're controlling, you know, a city block of an area that isn't theirs. And yet we can't seem to arrest any of these people. I think this is what makes the basic generic American public crazy.
Yeah, it's not equal protection under the law. It depends on what group you're with. And so if you're part of BLM and a riot that they're doing, then the charges are waived. You know, the district attorney for in Chicago just, you know, waives the charges. No problem, let them all go. And yet in Chicago, just, you know, they went after two Romanian churches alleging they were engaging in mob action. Mob action charges. And what were they doing? Oh, they were having a church service. And there were more than 10 people in their service. So they said, this is disorderly conduct and mob action. And this has been going on for about a year, these actions against these churches and houses of worship and being penalized. And the good news is just recently the judge threw it out and said, this is bogus. These charges have no merit at all. This is a waste of our time, and the judge just threw it out, which is just mud on the face of the district attorney there in Chicago, who had no problem letting go over 500 people who were rioting and violating and stealing. But when it came to, so she had no problem, you know, just letting these BLM illegal violent activities to go off scot-free. But she was so committed to go after these two Romanian churches. And those Romanian churches, they fought back, and they said, we're not going to let tyranny rule in this country. We saw it in Romania. We're not going to allow it. We're going to continue to meet. And in the end, they won.
Yeah, you know, I really do love some of the immigrants that are stepping up right now saying, look, we ran away from this. This was something we tried to get away from. We didn't want any part of this. You saw that Asian woman who came up last week at one of the school board meetings and laid into the school board. She, you know, this reminds me of being back in communist China. I mean, these people lived through it. They obviously know what it is. And but again, it doesn't fit the agenda, so you won't see much about it, and they won't make any changes, really, no matter what we want to do.
Right. Right, and that's why you have people leaving Chicago and Los Angeles and San Francisco, because when people get frustrated, they think, you know, we don't have the voice to change this. They just pack their bags and leave to other places, and let's just hope they learn their lesson and don't bring the bad baggage with them.
Now, Brad, you know it's that right wing whack toy group that is just scaring those people into leaving. You know,
yeah.
So. Who could be?
Well, there's an awful lot of them leaving. So,
so we're doing a good job, I guess, of scaring them out. I mean, really,
they are,
right?
They are.
So, in Illinois, you got a case, or you've got an issue going on with the Sexual Education Council.
Yeah, this is really alarming. both the Illinois House and Senate passed legislation designed to teach public school children explicit sexual information that adheres to the, quote, national sex education standards, end quote. Those standards are put out by a radical group called the Sexual Information and Education Council. It's very, very radical. I can't even talk about it really on the radio, what they're pushing for the little children in kindergarten and first grade to be exposed to. It just wouldn't be appropriate. But that's how bad it is, and yet they're pushing this. Every public school in Illinois is going to be bound, all grade levels, to adopt these radical sexuality curriculum. And it's a huge concern, and I think it's just going to expedite the number of families leaving Illinois.
Gee, that's surprising. You know, a blue state like that, you'd think everybody would be flocking there, wouldn't you?
Well, they also have very high taxes and very regulatory, and they also haven't been the friendliest towards law enforcement, especially Chicago. There's a number of reasons why people, I think, are going to be leaving Illinois, but this, unfortunately, is just adding to the stack of reasons why parents will be taking their kids not just out of school, but I think many of them will be leaving Illinois altogether.
Yeah. Well, like they're doing in California and heading out. Hopefully they won't bring all the garbage with them. They'll understand really what happened, and they won't bring it with them. But I'm not so sure. I mean, that takes a heck of a lot of hope for that one, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I've been getting a lot of questions as a school board member, and even in general, about forced vaccinations for teachers and children. And people are very much concerned that the state is going to force them to get vaccinated before they go back to work, go back into the classroom, and or same thing with the kids about allowing them back into classrooms. I mean, they can do this, can't they?
Well, yes and no. If the vaccine is no longer an emergency vaccine and has been signed off by the FDA, which presently it's still an emergency vaccine. So as long as it's an emergency vaccine, they cannot require it. If it's signed off on by the FDA as a legitimate vaccine, safe vaccine, then they can, but there's still liability issues. We're going to talk about our Zoom call coming up Thursday.
Yeah, let's do that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dinkins coming up after this.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855. 732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Don't just sit there, as I used to like to say, drooling all over yourself. Do something with that information you have, right? You know, get out, speak to others about it. Let them know what's going on around them. Let them decide for themselves if they want to engage or not, but give them the right information. It makes life so much easier. Brad Dinkins joins us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate, his time with me. And Brad, I want to thank you again for being with me. The question of the day, I mean, the most common question I get as a board member, and, you know, I hear people talking about it, and as a radio host, is these forced vaccines, right? They're going to be able to force vaccine on the teachers and the kids before they get back out of school or what have you. I mean, how can they force somebody to put medicine in their bottom that they don't, into their body that they don't want to?
Right, and that's experimental. It's an emergency vaccine, and actually, the law says that government cannot require anyone at any time to have an emergency vaccine. So the problem, though, is that the FDA will probably shift it from being called an emergency to being approved. If it's FDA-approved vaccine, and that happens this August, which is what we're expecting, then we're going to see potentially states that ordering school districts and school districts ordering all the students to be vaccinated, whether they like it or not. And if they don't, then they're booted out. I think personally that we could see a huge wave of kids leaving public schools larger than what we saw during the pandemic. We have about 10% leaving the public schools after the pandemic. I think we could have 20 or even 30% of the kids being pulled out of the public schools by parents saying, there's no way my child's going to have such an uncertain vaccine that has already cost over 800 children to have inflamed hearts, over 4,000 deaths from the vaccine, not the virus, but from the vaccine. This is and other issues that have come up. So I think, and given that there's no risk, material risk for 99.99% of the young people, it just makes no sense. So I think parents are going to, do that. They're going to pull their kids out. They're going to homeschool. They're going to start church homeschool co-ops where parents in a church or a synagogue work together collectively. Then they're going to have, parents also just leaving the state. There's another vaccine coming out. So they call this Novavax, but it's not going to be coming out till like October, and that's past the time when the children are going to have the vaccine or not in order to stay in a public school. So I think we're going to see a lot of parents pulling their children from schools, and it's going to be very nasty. And blue states that are unreasonable, like California, what I expect will be, are going to pay a huge price in capital and money and jobs leaving the state.
So one of the questions asked during the break was, how long can an emergency go on? How long can they keep us at bay like this?
Until the FDA decides up or down whether or not to accept it or to reject it. The FDA normally requires at least 3 to 5 years of testing, of vetting, to decide whether or not to approve a vaccine. This one, for political reasons, I believe, is going to be a historical mark, if you will, because I think they're going to have it approved after just a little over 1 year. I think this August, I think they're going to just sign off on and approve it, even though there's so many questions and issues out and victims out. So I think we're going to see them actually approve it, and it's going to be worse than it being an emergency, because then it's going to have the rubber stamp of the government allowing all government entities down to school boards, school districts, to mandate it and require it. Like I said, it's going to be very nasty particularly for blue states and school districts in blue states like California.
Yeah, no question about it. The other question that was asked was, how long can an emergency go on? I mean, you were saying that, what is it, the CDC or whoever, the Department of Health, until they go, it isn't all clear. But, I mean, my God, that could be forever. They're talking about new strains coming out right now.
Yeah, I think we're going to see particularly blue states and blue state governors try to ride this, emergency pandemic wave as long as they can. But they have control. They have power. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And seldom do people in authority want to give it up. Some states have moved for constitutional amendments and legislative reform to make sure that governors in the future won't do this again. But California is not one of those states. We're open season for governor tyranny. And one thing we do have the recall option, and I think that's a motivating factor for many people right now to participate in the recall for Governor Gavin Newsom.
Well, I know from an education standpoint, he's not changing anything. He's actually sending it down to the counties again and allowing them to lift the mask restrictions, lift the restrictions, and do as they see fit in the counties, in the areas that they're familiar with. We've been told by L.A. County that nothing will change educationally. They're still going to require the masks and the distancing and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, even outdoors, I understand, requiring the masks. And that makes no sense. It's not healthy. The Center for Disease Control says it's not healthy. It's not recommended, especially for children in schools. And yet you've got people who are making these decisions who don't even have a medical degree. The famous fake doctor of Los Angeles County, fake doctor.
I was going to bring her up. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't even have a medical degree. And she's out there, pronouncing things that go against the Center for Disease Control. She's a wild, you know, bureaucrat, if you will, and it's impacting children and kids in schools throughout Los Angeles County. So I think that Ms. Farrar, I think she's someone who needs to be brought down. I think the parents will, at the very least, vote with their, if not the polls, they'll vote with pulling their kids out of public school.
I hope so. You know, I say that every election cycle, like, you know, people complaining. We had something come up at the school board, 280 people sent me emails over, and I'm sitting there going, where are you at the polls? Why aren't you out at the polls? What are you doing yelling at somebody who really can't do much about it, you know, kind of thing. So people want their kids back at school. Now they're hearing they may never go back because, you know, Governor Newsom's talking about he's not willing to give up his power. So he could turn around and slam him back down in October. And he's willing, I mean, September or October, which he's willing to do. It's just crazy.
Yeah, there's multiple reasons now. I mean, when you have critical race theory, that's going to be pushed and crammed down our kids. And then you have the radical sexuality agenda curriculum. It starts in kindergarten, goes all the way up to senior level in high school. Then you have vaccine mandates down the corner. We already have radical mask mandates. And then we just can look at the inferiority of most public school districts compared to private schooling, and especially homeschooling.
Yep.
I think there's good reasons for parents to be pulling their kids out, and I think it's all going to come to a head this fall. And I would not be surprised if we saw 20% or 30% of the kids being pulled by parents, especially who say, we don't want my child to have this experimental vaccine that could impact them for the rest of their life in a negative way.
Yeah, I'm more of a pessimist than you are, as people who've been listening for a while know. Because I look at that and just say, you really have to have parents engaged, involved, being spirited in their conversation to get anything done. Because the left is very much spirited. The left is very much in your face. And I don't want to be exactly like them, but I definitely don't want to be soft and squishy. I don't think that gets us anywhere anymore. Do you?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right, and the biggest vote is parents going to the polls, but pulling their children, because that means there's less money going to the school district, and translation, less money going to the teachers, meaning there's going to be fewer teachers, meaning less money going to the unions, and less power for the unions. So they better get their act together and realize the mistake they're making, or they're going to pay a big price. And I think we're going to see homeschooling, church homeschool co-ops. We're helping churches up and down the state and across the country start these new church homeschool co-ops, which virtually any church or synagogue can start. I think we're going to see these things really taking off, and a new empowerment for families across America with regards to the raising up of their children.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Again, if we don't step up, if we don't do something for our kids, we keep saying, you know, we want our kids to have a good education, but it's more than just sitting there with the proper amount of books and pencils and papers and a backpack. I mean, that's all fine and wonderful, but what do they really have to work with? You've also got a case right now hanging out. You got about a minute and a half in Grants Pass with a teacher.
Oh yes, real quickly. It's he's a teacher, and he's preaching the gospel, not at school grounds. He's near Planned Parenthood in town. That the school district is threatening him. They're saying he better watch his back. Teachers say we don't feel safe with him being around because he's one of these Christians who like to share their faith. It's an interesting case matter, and we at Pacific Justice are defending him. And once again, I want to just make sure people know, if they want to participate in the Zoom call, we're going to talk about your rights to stand up to vaccine mandates. They just need to go to our website, pji.org. It's this Thursday, 2 p.m., Pacific time. They're not going to want to miss it.
Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Brad, always a pleasure to have you on with me. We've got retired General Major Paul Vallely joining us in the next hour. He's got a lot to talk about when it comes to China, Iran, Iraq, and what's happening over in the Middle East that we're not paying attention to. We'll be back in a little bit.